The clock is ticking if lawmakers want to legalize cannabis before the end of their spring session tomorrow. The Illinois Senate approved it yesterday, and it's now headed to the House. Some of the biggest supporters of the idea have been those who already have legal access to marijuana, medical users. Alice Moss from Bloomington is one of them. She came home from work 4 years ago and walked into a nightmare. Her partner had shot himself, a suicide attempt that months later would take his life. The trauma was impossible to escape. They had worked together at a Bloomington factory.
It was hard for me to resume normal everyday life activities. Still to this day, talking about it makes me sad, makes me hurt.
2 years ago, Alice joined the state's medical cannabis program to help with her PTSD. That's one of more than three dozen qualifying conditions. Alice and 61,000 other qualifying patients are now part of the state's program. The 66-year-old gets her medicine from the Green Solution in Normal. It's one of 55 dispensaries around the state. Alice says cannabis relaxes her. It helps her not think about what happened to her 4 years ago.
It has helped me function. It has helped me get back to my everyday life way of living. And I think that it's safer. I'm so glad that they did that as opposed to asking me to have a drink of alcohol.
What do you make of the marijuana legalization discussions that are happening all around Illinois right now?
I have been so thrilled to even hear that Illinois is willing to legalize marijuana for the purposes of recreational use. I have been thrilled to pieces because they have legalized it in other states, and you hear of less crime. I think that a person would rather go to a safe place, such as where they sell legal marijuana, as opposed to going to someone's house and just getting marijuana on the streets. I think that's so unsafe. I think it's a bad form of having to do anything. And I just think that legalization of marijuana, I think that if people do the math, they would see that they would have a lot less crime in their cities.
So obviously legalization of recreational marijuana is not, you know, it's not a done deal. This week is going to be a pretty big week in Springfield to see if it happens. Because there is a fair amount of opposition from all sorts of, from law enforcement, from some black leaders in Illinois and in our own community. What do you think about the concerns you've heard about legalizing?
I think that sometimes we get stuck as we age, and because for so long it has been illegal. And I think that if people would start opening up their minds and start embracing the new, I think we've got a new generation of people. I don't think that the young children would prefer to drink alcohol as opposed to recreational marijuana. I think it's needed in the city. I think that there needs to be a roundtable discussion for people that actually are opposing it, and I would like to really hear what their viewpoints are for actually opposing it, other than just because that's the way that it's been. I think we get stuck into a mindset where we're unwilling to change sometimes because of our age. And I'm an older individual. I'm 66 years old, and I feel that it's the best thing in the world. I am thankful for being able to have the opportunity for something to make me to be able to function and do my normal everyday tasks, as well as anything that I need to take care of. I'm never impaired. I've been able to drive. I don't necessarily drive and smoke. I just think that there's a lot of things that the people that are opposed to it, I think it's because it's been the mindset for so long. And I would love to be in a discussion with somebody who is actually opposed to it, because I would like to hear what the actual reasons are.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. Today we're talking with medical cannabis users about what they think of the potential legalization of marijuana. You just heard from Alice Moss, who uses it for her PTSD. The Illinois Senate approved the plan yesterday. State Senator Jason Berrickman from Bloomington voted in favor of it, actually co-sponsored it. Senators Bill Brady and Chapin Rose voted no. The bill now moves to the House. This is Sound Ideas.